Another officer pulled off the job. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. In Memphis, a sixth officer relieved of duty, suspended for now, in connection with the death of Tyree Nichols. No word yet on the officer's suspected role in the beating of Nichols, who died after a traffic stop confrontation. The release of video footage prompting protests around the country and questions about possible charges against others.
The video shows officers participating in a savage beating of Nichols, where he's kicked, punched, pepper sprayed, and struck with the baton multiple times as he's left seemingly defenseless. But you also see in the video, other officers show up on scene and just stand around as a bloodied Nichols is left to wait more than 20 minutes for medical attention. At least two Memphis Fire Department employees and two Shelby County Sheriff's deputies have been relieved of their duties pending an internal investigation.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis. Five officers have been fired and charged with murder, and the special unit they were part of was disbanded over the weekend. Reassurance to Israel from the U.S. after recent violence with Palestinians, including a deadly synagogue attack in Jerusalem.
In the context of this attack and escalating violence, it's important that the government and people of Israel know America's commitment to their security remains ironclad.
Though the U.S. has also urged both sides to de-escalate after a deadly Israeli raid in the West Bank, Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting in Israel with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu before also meeting with Palestinian officials. A suicide bombing at a mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan, now blamed for at least 47 deaths. A commander for the Pakistan Taliban claiming responsibility. Just getting reports of bad news in court for Johnson & Johnson, an appeals court rejecting the company's bid to resolve baby powder lawsuits through bankruptcy. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A camper accused of killing a New Hampshire couple on a hiking trail is now scheduled to face trial in July. 27-year-old Logan Clegg indicted on two counts of second-degree murder. No word on a motive, but Clegg was arrested nearly 6 months after the couple's bodies were found. He reportedly had given detectives a fake name when initially questioned after the couple had been reported missing. The tent site he'd been staying in was burned after the bodies were found. A popular truck stop chain plans to jump on the EV bandwagon.
Travel Centers of America is planning to add 1,000 electric vehicle fast charger stations across the U.S. this year. The locations currently sell gasoline and diesel fuel, provide truck repairs and maintenance, and include restaurants and convenience stores along highways. The chargers will be installed at 200 of its 280 locations and can repower a car battery in about 30 minutes. John Perchik, chief executive of Travel Centers of America, says many sites are likely to qualify for various federal or state incentives. It plans to purchase the chargers from Electrify America. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Just getting word, a Hockey Hall of Famer has died. Bobby Hull, known as the Golden Jet for his speed and blonde hair, a 12-time All-Star, 1961 Stanley Cup champ with the Blackhawks.
The father of Hockey Hall of Famer Brett Hull, Bobby Hull played in the NHL from 1957 until 1972, 15 seasons with the Blackhawks, then 7 years in the WHA with the Winnipeg Jets, who he also played 18 games for in the NHL, as well as 9 games for the Hartford Whalers before he retired in the 1979-80 season. Bobby Hull scored 604 goals in the NHL, 549 assists, 1,153 points, inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1983. Number 9, Bobby Hull, gone at age 84.
Fox's Jared Max. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.